Dulce et Decorum Est by Wilfred Owen. Bent double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs. You know, the state of the country was, it was a far different place in 1970. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on. I had just been discharged from the U.S. Army and moved back to Pennsylvania, where I grew up, and enrolled in Millersville State College. I guess serendipitously, one of the first courses that I enrolled for was a survey of poetry course. I recall walking in and sitting down and thinking, well, here we are back at school, and this professor came in sandals and proceeded to sit on top of the teacher's desk and without a word began reading that poem. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in and watch the white eyes writhing in his face. It was so unexpected because I think for a soldier, at least for this soldier, when I came back from Vietnam, it was as, unless it was another soldier who was there, you couldn't talk about it. You didn't want to think about it. If you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer. And I think we probably all thought that we were alone in this. That moment told me I wasn't alone, that other soldiers in other places had gone through the same thing. And it goes right back to the Iliad, and you realize this is just a common thread that it's human reactions and emotions haven't changed in 2,000 years, but it's just the weapons have changed. And that's, I think, why I consider it sort of a lifesaver, because all of a sudden I had some place I could go to begin to process them. I just felt blessed to be in that spot at that time. To children ardent for some desperate glory, the old lie, dulce et decorum est, pro patria mori. It's the Roman expression, it is fitting and proper to die for one's country. I would say it is very seldom fitting, and it is very seldom proper.